Well, I'm really glad that I can be here to share this because I've been grieving for some time at the loss of a dear friend and a working collaborator for more than 15 years. We had grown up together since we met in 2006 at a conference, the first conference of activists on the commons in 2006 in Mexico City, which she organized. She astutely realized that early that people whose seeds could not be shared were very similar in similar circumstances to people whose software code could not be shared, and then whose land was being enclosed and so on. And she wanted to convene all of these players. And she somehow found me in working on the commons in North America, and I attended that conference. Well, the next year she was invited to the Elevate conference in Graz, Austria, which was focused on the theme of the commons that year, and she engineered for me to be invited.
Anyway, the commons was so different.
And from that, we'll play that in a minute. From that, we said, this conversation has to continue. And so we made it a point to try to, we convened a workshop at Krattorf Castle by this progressive forester, Hermann Hotzfeld. And we brought a dream team of 20 people together, Peter Weinbau and Massimo De Angelis and Silvia Federici and others, to discuss the commons. These people had never been convened in the broadest sense. And we came away so inspired that we knew we had to keep going with this. And fortunately, the Boll Foundation stepped up. Fortunately, the Boll Foundation in Berlin stepped up to help support this work, and so I began a longer journey with Silke, developing what I later came to realize and what I called a parallax consciousness with Silke, because we were so entwined in our thinking, yet coming from such radically different backgrounds, her from a classical education and knowing four or five languages in Germany, and me as a Washington activist type from a very different background. But despite our big differences, and despite having to work mostly through, at least on Free, Fair, and Alive, on Zoom calls and different software systems and so forth, we found a way of sort of both challenging each other and giving each other courage and eliciting ideas we both shared at a deep level. And I want to share this video, which was used to promote Free, Fair, and Alive, because it gives a little inkling on how we typically conversed and developed our ideas.